So this fantasy is for someone I just met. Sorry about that car. You know who you are. So, by some mistake, I've been arrested. I didn't do anything wrong, and I said I didn't do anything wrong. But I'm not being believed. So, I'm put in a special cell that doesn't have any cameras in it. And you come in, and you say, normally, we have a female officer do this, but there isn't anyone on duty tonight. I'm going to have to do it myself. I'm going to have to search you, all of you. Come over here. Spread your legs. Bend over. And open yourself so I can see if there's anything inside you. And I say, no, I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. And you say, but you will. If you don't do it by choice, I'll make you do it. And you take out your handcuffs. And you start to slowly walk towards me. And I start to back away. But very soon you reach me. And you get my arms. And you twist one behind my back. And then the other. And snap the cuffs into place. A cold metal gripping me. It hurts. And I'm distracted by that hurt. So I don't realize at first that you've grabbed me and ripped my skirt off, forced my legs apart, and have began probe the inside of my ass to see if anything's there, any contraband. There isn't, of course, because I'm innocent. You're almost disappointed that nothing's there. See me with your hands in front of me to my pussy. Probe me there to see if anything is there. And there's not. But doing that to me has made you hard. So you quickly open your pants. Bring out your hard cock. And with one movement, force it into me. And I moan because it hurts, because you're big, and you start to thrust. And against my will, I can't help but respond and thrust back against you. You grab me by the waist and pull me hard back against you, using your grip to force my body to fuck yours, pulling me back again and again until you can't take it anymore. Inside me with a groan, it's almost a yell, gripping me one last time, really close to you, as you erupt inside me. Oh. Then you gather yourself together, remove the handcuffs, and say to me, well, I guess you're clean. You can go now.